This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Six-pack time. Six-pack brought to you by the folks at the Good Feet store. Go to goodfeet.com to find the store nearest you. Bone out, so Beltway Ben, if you'll be so kind, will judge today's six-pack. And I'll just keep it simple. The six worst moves of the Mike Elias era, the six worst things he's
most
done.
Most unserious.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Least serious, yes. Most unserious, silliest.
Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
We should have seen this as a sign of things to come, but I put this at six, and it's the 2023 trade deadline when the Orioles were arguably the best story in baseball, and in real time we were begging them to go get reinforcements for this team that ended up winning over 100 games, and they decided to go get Fuji and the General, and that's Jack Flaherty and Fuji. And neither guy should have been on the postseason roster. Flaherty was in the bullpen, but that's a joke of a playoff, of a trade deadline for a contending team.
I've got a three-way tie for six, so I guess this is really an eight-pack.
Hey, well, yeah,
but it's a combination of Fuji, the General, and the Rogers trade.
I got that in there.
All
higher.
Three of the, like, it's hard to make your team, a good team, actively worse. And this guy accomplished it across the board, across multiple deadlines. But I'm focusing on those pitching trades because he has no idea what he's doing evaluating pitching whatsoever. Like, it's great that he got Bradish right. He also acquired 9,000 other arms in all those trades with the Angels and everybody else. And most of those have netted nothing. But the Rodgers one, though, I almost kind of put above because he should have learned from the past. And the fact that Ben and I, who'd watched a lot of his starts, knew he was totally washed. He was a guy that I was fading every single start and making money off of. His velo's down. His stuff, even against bad teams, isn't playing well. Don't be fooled by some of these ERA. If you watch the start, the guy's done. He's toast. And you traded two kids who are everyday baseball players for the Marlins for that. He just did that. I mean, that just happened a few months ago. Completely unserious.
Number five.
I mean, this should probably be higher, but like, so should a lot of this. The fact that he watched the professional at bats that they got from Aaron Hicks and decided we don't need that at all.
Oh, it's much higher.
We don't need a veteran, let alone a veteran switch hitter who gets on base all the time, who works 8-9 pitch counts, who's done some things in the playoffs, who's been a part of some teams that matter. Like, he saw that. He got it off waivers for nothing. The Yankees paid all the money. And his response to that has been to just completely pretend it doesn't exist, to get younger and dumber as a roster in general. It infuriates me watching their pathetic walk rates and their pathetic at-bats night after night where they try to hit home runs and just instead of just get on base.
I've got that much, much higher because you know that's a special bane of my existence situation. But my five is the way they've handled injured pitchers. Kyle Bradish talking about the fact that he pitched in a ton of pain. Grayson Rodriguez, seemingly every year, it's a minor thing that turns major. And as you pointed out, Jason, the way they handled Felix Bautista a couple years ago and when you knew he was never going to pitch to hold off on it, and you cost him 6 weeks.
Have him throwing these stupid bullpens in 100-degree heat 2-3 hours before a game so your beat people can go out there and sell some narrative that maybe there's hope.
Yeah. He could have been 6 weeks ahead of his rehab. Instead, no, he wasn't.
Number four.
Four is where I have the Trevor Rogers trade because they actually gave up something to get Trevor Rogers. Connor Norby, who now is back from injury, and I'll admit, and I know it's small sample, but Kyle Stowers looks like a player in Miami.
I always said I thought he was.
I never thought he was going to be a player. You did. I didn't. He looks like a player. They gave up two players for a guy that then they said they knew was hurt. And that's why I have that higher than Fuji and the General, because they really didn't give up anything for Fuji and the General. Yeah. They gave up real players.
Easton Lucas. Yeah. Easton Lucas,
he got rocked yesterday. Yeah. But Trevor Rogers, that trade is an absolute disaster.
We had some fun looking at a highlight of Eloy Jimenez for the Durham Bulls catching a pop-up at first base and celebrating like he won Game 7 of the World Series. They went and traded for that guy at the deadline and shoved him down our throat as a right-handed DH
part of
or
the video,
right
Jason.
Fielder pretty much every single day in a pennant race into the playoffs. That happened. He
hit that homer.
I told you how the guy was completely washed as a hitter, let alone a player. Like, they did that, and here he is now after an offseason with the Rays. They don't hit that well, even in their minor league stadium. And he's a triple-A DH for the Rays. And that was a critical Mike Elias trade deadline acquisition for a lineup that badly needed a professional at-bat.
Very, very good battle right now. I like Ken having Rogers a little higher, but Jason getting Eloy in there is good. And they have Eloy working at first base, which is something the Orioles could take some notes with some of their younger guys, getting them different spots in the field.
We are doing the six-pack of most unserious moves by Mike Elias as GM of the Orioles and Beltway Ben. Let's continue.
Number three.
Keeping Kimbrel as long as he did, refusing to admit defeat, and shoving that down our throats into September was really, really something. They knew better. Okay.
Yeah, that was on my original list and got cut. And I could have done three-way tie like you did at the top. But my three, if I can read my own hand. Oh, signing Charlie Morton, 41 years old. He's washed. He's showing you he's washed, but let's keep running him out here. That's my three.
Number two.
Two is bastardizing the stadium. They've moved the wall twice.
That's pretty good. They have
moved the wall two more times than they've signed anyone to a real multi-year deal since taking over this baseball team. It's funny if it weren't sad, but that's my two.
Yeah, I stuck to just on-field moves, but that is something. My two is continuing to propagate the myth that Adley Rutschman was a two- or three-hole hitter. For a Triple-A team, let alone a team that said it had World Series aspirations the entire second half of last year, while burying Cedric Mullins, who was their second-best hitter, in the 7-9 hole because he's not one of their glory boys. That really took some. You want to talk about it not being about baseball, but being about their egos? We all saw it. And it's continuing. Except now Cedric's hitting him up where he should be because they got nobody else. Number one is thinking you could let Corbin Burnes walk and talk up Grayson Rodriguez as a potential ace.
That was fun.
And replace him with a 36-year-old from Japan who's never thrown a major league ball and a 41-year-old who's cooked. Like that their math of $28 million in those two mooks is going to offset whatever they allegedly pretended that they wanted to give Burnes, who they knew was never going to take it anyway, and that Grayson Rodriguez, who'd never thrown more than 120 innings anywhere and had been hurt three straight years, and came into camp not even 100%, that he was going to be the stopper. That's pretty unserious business.
Jason, you know what makes me angriest about these guys, and there's a lot, but the organizational philosophy that although we have 100-plus years of evidence that you need veteran everyday players to win, this team refuses to go get everyday players that have been there before, that know what slumps are about, that know how to get out of them, that knows what the grind is, that have been to playoff games and won playoff games, that have won World Series. Why was I begging for JD Martinez a year ago? Because he's been through it. He knows what it takes. And he can get in these guys' faces and tell them to wake the hell up. Why were we begging for Tommy Pham a year ago? Because he's been there, done that, and know how to fight out of slumps and knows how to win playoff games. None of these guys have ever won a damn playoff game, and they don't know what they're doing, and they need veteran influence because the skipper can't tell them any damn thing, and Robinson Chirinos can't tell them any damn thing. But you know what? They know better, and we don't have any veteran everyday players on this roster.
Way to take down the Ginger Gorilla.
Yeah, I saw with Jason, he left a baseball. I don't really care about the stadium as much. Also, Ken throwing Tommy Pham in there at the end. Tommy Pham's not a...
Gotcha, he doesn't like Tommy
Pham. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't care. I'm right.
I don't...
Freddie Gonzalez wanted Tommy Pham.
Freddie Gonzalez wanted Tommy Pham.
Freddie Gonzalez has how many playoff wins?
How many playoff wins does Tommy Pham have?
How many's Robertson Chirinos got?
Probably not many.
He helped the Diamondbacks get to the World Series 2 years ago.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ask the assistant GM what he thinks of Tommy Pham. He likes him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
How's Tommy Pham doing right now?
That's 2 years later. How the Orioles doing right now?
Tommy Pham's changing something right now?
Last year at the deadline, he would have.
No, he got waived because he was horrible after the deadline.
Who would have done more for this team?
Waived.
Tommy Pham or Eloy Jimenez?
He got waived.
I don't care.
They ran Eloy Jimenez down our throats.
That's fine. Tommy Pham got waived after being traded for.
Tommy Pham could at least play the outfield.
Yes.
Tommy Pham could steal a base.
Tommy Pham couldn't hit.
Eloy Jimenez was here munching on cheeseburgers along for the ride, having fun. Tommy Pham at least wants to win.
Tommy Pham could influence his clubhouse. Eloy Jimenez can't.
Why do they keep him around then?
Why do they keep who around?
Why do Tommy they keep Kimball around as long as they want to? Why is Charlie Morton going
to
be here longer than
Tommy Pham?
Because they're an unserious bunch of mooks who don't know how to spend money, and when they waste it, they can't admit mistakes.
That's fine.
Because they're selfish fools.
Tommy Pham helped the Diamondbacks team get to a World Series 2 years ago. That's not me talking. That's the assistant GM of the franchise that got to the World Series.
A bunch of major league teams wanted to keep
taking swings at Tommy Pham.
Where is Eloy Jimenez now?
Yeah.
What does Eloy Jimenez have anything to do with this?
Because that's the right-handed bat they got.
I don't defend that. I don't think Tommy Pham is the answer. Yeah.
Coming up next, Beltway Ben hates Tommy Pham. What about you? No, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Orioles lost 24-2.
Tommy Pham at least will be interesting.
Yeah.
Tommy, you wouldn't have had kids. Dude, we're not taking a cosplay road trip to the Bronx.
No, they're not.
We're not all changing collectively our music because that really matters with Tommy Pham in the clubhouse.
Nah, he's not playing that.
Somebody would have got a black eye. That's what would have happened if Tommy Pham was here.
410-583-1057.
And I'd have been here for it.
Is it early? Are you concerned? We want to hear from the people next here on The Fan.